coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, and we are coming in hot into the LZ tonight as we are at Salisbury High School. Tuscola Lady Mountaineers getting ready to take on the Lady Hornets of Salisbury High School, and just got here in the nick of time. Had to find a place to plug in. It's a very old gym, so let's just say that we don't have a lot of electrical outlets here, but
don't have a lot of rows.
This is for the size of school this was at one time. This is a fairly small gym, very old gym, been around a long time. Nice building, though. Beautiful red, gold, and black, kind of an old gold color combination. And you mentioned you love their Hornet logo. It's a very stylized, modern logo, although on the floor it looks like they have the old one.
Yeah, and what I like about it, it looks like it's going in for the sting, you know, going in for the kill. So good action pose for it.
Well, we hope they're not coming in for the sting tonight. Well, we're getting ready to start the national anthem here, so we'll take a short break while we start that, and we'll come back with girls basketball action here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Now is the time to protect your home from old man winter. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Cooling keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you here at Salisbury High School as we get ready to bring you first round playoff action, Tuscola versus Salisbury girls. And the starting lineup for Tuscola tonight: Kendall Williamson, Julia Wells, Avery Roten, Vesper Forbes, and Gwyneth Schick, the same starting lineup we've had now for about 2 months. And coming out now for Salisbury, Shakaya Woodruff, a junior guard. Number three, Gabby Potovic. Weren't sure if she was going to start. Looking at the last film we saw, she was like the sixth player coming off the bench. Number 21, Kiara Sproul. She stands, according to the roster, at 6 foot. She's a senior. And Jalea McNeely, a senior wing, number 24. And we missed one starter here.
Woodruff, do you have Woodruff down?
Woodruff, yeah, Shakaya Woodruff. She was number two, starting guard. Very difficult to read their numbers, their white jerseys tight with gold numbers and red trim. And when I say gold, it's not our yellow gold. It's that kind of, they call it Vegas gold, but it's, you know, kind of in between Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it looks like Dasmond Ambers is who we missed right here in front of us with Avery.
All right, Dasmond at number 20, sophomore forward, and Tuscola will win the toss. Ball's loose as Wells drove towards the basket, and the tie-up jump ball will go to Salisbury. Lady Hornets will bring the ball down. That's number two. Woodruff works right side over to McNeely. Up top to Vitovic. Back around, left side on the wing. Woodruff. Oh, long hook pass. Fatovic takes the three, misses. And Vesper Forbes with a rebound. And it's time for our Keys to the Game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. Julia Wells is going to drive to baseline. Trips, gets it over to Roden. She'll drive, tried to bank it in, wouldn't go. Follows. Vesper Forbes couldn't get it to go. Williamson came down with a rebound, and she's fouled. And we're down here kind of in the corner in the end zone next to the Tuscola bench.
And that one's going to be on Fatovic, so that's going to be her first.
And Fatovic is probably their leading scorer, but really only averaging about 8.7 points per game. They spread their scoring out, Branson. We noticed they've got about five players in between 5.5, 8.5 points per game.
That put Kendall on the line, and that was sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
And Kendall missing both free throws. Rebound by Salisbury. They're working on this end now. Woodruff to Fatovic. Right side to Ambers. They go inside. Spurl, the bank shot won't go. Ball's tipped loose. And Dasmond Ambers comes in with a rebound and almost puts like a backward shot up. And she'll draw the foul.
And I believe that's going to be on Avery Roten right there.
Roten's first, team first. As we said, Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. And key to the game, just from what I saw on Phil Branson, Williamson and Forbes got to try to keep Spurl and McNeely off the backboard tonight, because they're giving up some height to those girls from Salisbury. Also, we can't afford to start cold like we did against Pisgah.
Right.
And we don't want to get in a run-and-gun game with them tonight.
No, you don't want to get in a run-and-gun game, but at the same time, the way I've also looked at it and been thinking for the last couple of days, this is a big game for Tuscola, just for the simple fact the winner of this gets Pisgah.
Yeah, we've kind of downplayed that, not mentioned it, but Pisgah drew a bye. The way the bracket's drawn up, Tuscola, were they to win tonight, we'll travel to Canton on Thursday, but we got to get through tonight first, and the shot up is tipped, blocked, brought down, and then stolen away by Gwyneth Schick. Still tied at zero. Baseline pass. Forbes drive. Can't get it to go. We're still tied at 0. 6:15 to play here in the first. Fatovic up top. McNeely, the jumper won't go. Williamson got a hand on it. Couldn't reel it in. Fatovic gets it in the corner. They go low. Ball's loose. Picked up by Schick. She'll outlet to Williamson. Long pass down to Wells. Looks to drive. Puts up the shot.
There we go.
Mountaineers lead 2-0 at the 5:55 mark here in the first. Hornets will bring it down. Work right. That's Fatovic. Cross court. McNeely swings it. Woodruff, jumper no good. The follow in the lane. Banks it in. And that was Fatovic. Tied at two. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds by Woodruff as Julia Wells tried to drive by the Tuscola bench. Tied at two. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Roten, long pass, leads Wells, comes down with it, and got tipped out of bounds. A little too long. Wells couldn't gain possession, tipped it, and it went on out of bounds. I thought for a minute it went off a Salisbury player's head.
Well, I think it did, and I think that's what Julia was looking at the refs, pointing at her head, saying it did not go off her head.
Fatovic, McNeely thought about it. Long shot from Woodruff, no good in the corner, air ball, but as I said, they got to keep them off the boards. McNeely came down with a rebound, drives, and draws the foul.
And that one's going to be on Kendall Williamson. That'll be her first. Team second.
One thing I did watch on film, not real good outside shooters. They kind of, in some ways, really are a lot like us. They really would prefer to slow it down, bring it down, set the offense, look to work, get that ball, that pass in the lane like we would to Vesper or Kendall.
Right.
They're kind of the same offense, but if you want to run with them, they'll run with you. Second free throw good. Salisbury up 3-2. Wells. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wells. Trying to keep it from the jump ball, and finally ref's going to stop in, and possession goes to Salisbury. 3-2 at the 5-minute mark. Timeout, Coach Sutton. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. Talking about Salisbury, their last game was on February the 17th in the South Piedmont Conference Tournament. They lost to West Rowan, the number two seed, 65-47 in the second round. In fact, there's four Rowan County schools I looked at in the first round. We got Salisbury, you got Jesse Carson, South Rowan, all playing at home tonight. And East Rowan is going to North Buncombe tonight.
So, oh, wow, they got a little road trip.
And there's the break from the timeout. Salisbury will bring it down the court. Woodruff over to the right side. Fatovic, cross-court pass, took McNeely off the spot. Back to Fatovic. The jumper won't go. Williamson with a good box out and a rebound. Wells looks to drive. It went off the foot of a Hornet. Picked up by Fatovic. And there was a carry if I ever saw one. And ball stolen away in the lane by Julia Wells. Got to watch Fatovic coming from behind. Wells looks to drive. Couldn't get enough arc on it. Follows her shot. Goes up and she's fouled.
Good job drawing that foul. She drove in right there. And that's going to send Julia to the line in this free throw. Sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576 at WPTL.
Wells to the free throw line. First one is good. Tied at three. Spurl, their second leading scorer at 7.8 points per game. She's also their leading rebound, averaging nine. The one thing we got to watch her, though, too, she's averaging over 1.5 blocks per game. And as a team, they're averaging over 2 blocks per game. And that's something that really has kind of fallen off here a little bit. We're not as many block shots maybe as in the past. Wells getting another shot at it. Had a lane violation. Misses again. The rebound. Woodruff will bring it down for the Hornets. Fatovic drives. They dump it low. Turnaround by Kiara Sproul is good. 5-3, 4:13 to go in the first. Salisbury in the lead. Schick handling the point now. Ooh, just telegraphed that pass. Intercepted by McNeely. Schick looked to hamper her, and McNeely just drives on in and makes a layup. 7-3. Wells looking to bring it down. Going to get trapped. Stepped around. Stepped out of bounds.
Julia directing people to come over to help her out right there because she ran out of real estate real quick.
Yeah, something didn't see on film, the Hornets trying to trap or really any kind of press in that game, their last game on video. Forbes tried to box out and Spurl just worked around her. And that's, like I said, one of the keys. They got to keep Spurl and McNeely off the boards tonight. 9-3. They go in high post. Williamson hits low. Forbes ball fake. Wouldn't go. Hung on the rim. Spurl got a hand on it. Goes out of bounds, and they'll rule it off Vesper Forbes.
That looked like a nice little give and go from Vesper to Kendall, then right back at her.
Of course, Salisbury, so athletic down there in the post, you can't really take a lot of time and mess around with the ball very much. You've got to pretty much go straight to the rim. Fatovic for three from way out and banks it in. Sutton, 12-3. And Hornets putting on a press here in the backcourt. They get it down to Wells. She'll drive. The layup no good. And those are going to become crucial. It's 12-3 now. Wells to the line to shoot two. And they've got...
I think you said 22.
Yeah, they've got fouls on the scoreboard, but they're not putting them up. Wells' first free throw good. Samantha Horton will check in for Tuscola. And then number – I can't read that when it's in the 20s.
I think 22 is
must be 22 because that's the only other one left on the roster. Relaja Blount. Mel Blount.
Looks like we had another lane violation.
Another lane violation on Salisbury, so Wells gets another shot at it. On the way, won't go. Horton tried to tip it back. Wells and McNeely going for the ball. It'll go out of bounds off Wells. We're not going to get a lot of help here tonight.
No.
2:55 to go in the first, and Salisbury has pushed that lead out to 8. Petovic going to drive the shot way high. Gets her on rebound. Follow still won't go. Williamson will come down with a rebound. Going to get trapped. Got to step through. Get it to Schick. Gwyneth will bring it down. Going to drive left. Bounce pass in the lane. Williamson looking to drive. Goes there around. Go. Banks it in. Got Petovic off her feet. Drove around her. 12-6. 2:22 to go in the first. Hornets in the lead. Woodruff drives the lane, dumps off, right elbow, Petovic, no good, partially blocked, I believe, by Wells. Roten with a rebound. Avery will bring it down. Works left, kicks out, Schick. She'll drive. Cross the lane, throws up a shot. Off the rim, won't go, follows, gets her own rebound, and we're going to get a whistle.
Oh, called for walking.
Yep, called with a walk. Under two to play here in the first. Woodruff, Schick working on her a little bit as she gets to midcourt. Picks up, drives right. Petovic takes a look. McNeely, Petovic in the corner. Woodruff, Williamson out there on her. Petovic dumps it left. Number four, that's Blankenship in the game. She'll drive, hangs on the rim and goes. 14-6. That's L. Blankenship, a freshman. Horton over in the corner to Roten. Looks to drive around Petovic. Picks up her dribble, right side, kicks it back out. Wells going to drive up the baseline and a whistle, jump up, going to call it a jump ball. Like I said, we're not getting any help. Arrow goes to Tuscola. To 14-6. Inbound to Roten in the corner, spins, and a blocking call on Petovic.
I believe that's her second.
Yeah, like I said, they've got the space for it, but they're not using it tonight. And we're kind of in a bad well, that's not on either scoreboard.
Yeah, it's
and we're not in a great position to see the officials' numbers. Inbound, Williamson could have went around McNeely as McNeely basically had her back to her. Cross lane pass over to Rope. Avery going to drive, pull up, the runner won't go. Tips it. Got it right in the hands of Woodruff. Avery tried to follow the peel back pass and going to be a walk by McNeely. Neat little move there by Woodruff. Sort of just shuffled it back behind her to McNeely, but McNeely shuffled those feet. Under a minute to play here in the first. 14-6. Salisbury in the lead. Schick going to walk it down. Blankenship going to pick her up. A little bump as she went in the lane. Ball's loose and went off of Schick. And Schick took a little bump as she tried to drive through the lane from Blankenship. Three out there and nobody called it. 14-6 still. Woodruff going to bring it down. 42 seconds and counting in the first. Right side, Blankenship going to take the shot over Roten. Won't go. Wells and Schick need to call each other off. Wells comes down with it. Wells, tip, stolen. Then stolen back by Roten. Harper Haynes in the game. Got a steal off Wells and then Roten. And then as Wells tries to drive down the lane, it's picked up by McNeely. McNeely with the drive and the scoop shot, and it's good. So it's bring up by 10. And then on the inbound, the steal by Woodruff. Got to pay attention and not be so lackadaisical on that inbound. 18-6 as we go to the end of the first quarter.
Clock.
And then Schick's pass just intercepted, but there's the buzzer ending the first quarter. Mountaineers down 18-6. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Lady Mountaineers down 18-6 as we get ready to start the second quarter. And Branson, we said, can't start off cold. They actually not too bad. Of course, they're about 4 points below their first quarter average.
Yeah, right now the turnovers is what's killing us. It's not the,
It was late just here in this last minute. So Salisbury will start. Wells with a steal. She'll drive. Got it all alone and hangs it and goes. 18-8. Salisbury still in the lead. Woodruff works right. Splits the defenders. Drives. Blocked by Avery Roten and a foul call.
And that will be on Avery, and that will be her second.
Mountaineers have got to factor in the quickness of these guards for Salisbury. First free throw, no good. And this is both of them. One of the things I was looking at stat-wise, the average score per game is only about a half point different between the two teams. Tuscola has a decided advantage in scoring in the second and fourth quarters, so we got to hope maybe here in the second, Mountaineers will pick up some ground. Wells going to drive and goes around McNeely and makes the basket. That's two straight baskets for Julia Wells, 18-10. We played 50 seconds here in the second quarter. Woodruff wasn't prepared, and McNeely lost the handle out of bounds.
Another turnover for Tuscola right here. That's big. That's put us within eight now on that last and basket by Julia.
Wells had to fix the shoe, I think. Number zero, Taloria Gaither, in the game now for Salisbury. So quite a rotation. In fact, the starters, most of them are not out there right now for Salisbury except for McNeely. Schick, throat, and almost walked. Spins. Works on Haynes. Puts up a shot and won't go. Going to get a tie-up underneath the basket and the arrow, I believe.
Should be Tuscola.
Goes to the Mountaineers. Yeah, that's the other thing. I can see the end of the possession arrow box, so I can tell if the light's on our end or not. Wells looking to get it in. Baseline. Williamson. Kick out to Roten. Roten going to drive. Puts up a shot. Banks
wow.
it in.
How off that glass.
18-12. Mountaineers have scored six straight to cut this lead. Blankenship to Gaither. Now Ambers. She'll drive. Got hung up against Vesper Forbes. Ball's loose. Picked up by Forbes. Alla to Schick. Gwyneth down to Wells. Led her too far past the basket. Tried to kick it back to Williamson. It's stolen away. And
she walked. Okay.
Oh, I thought they were going to call a foul on Forbes.
I did too.
Forbes thought they were going to call a foul on Forbes.
It didn't look like she. I mean, I didn't think she had fouled, but right now there's no telling, you know, what we've seen.
18-12. 6:10 to go in the second. Mountaineers chipping away. Schick. Spins, top of the key, out to Wells, contact, no call. Wells going to drive, bounce pass, and I'm not sure Williamson was ready for it, and McNeely was quick enough to steal it. Fatovic going to drive, and Roten, Roten kind of backed her hip into her as she drove towards the basket. Foul on Avery Roten, I believe that's her second.
Her third.
Third. That's going to get Horton up off the bench for Tuscola. Forbes with a fairly hefty ankle brace on that left ankle and a tape job on top of it, or underneath it, I should say.
There may be circulation cut off on that. That's tight.
She's, you can see her favoring it there on the, at the free throw lane. As Fatovic's first free throw is good. Now the second. Williamson and Spurl just hooking and turning down there on the right side of the lane. Wells with a rebound. Brings it down. Goes top. Works right side of the lane. Hangs. Basket's good. Count the basket and one.
And that's going to put Julie at the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
That foul on Taloria Gaither. Wells, free throw good. 19-15. 4-point lead. Mountaineers have been slowly chipping away here in the second quarter. Got a whistle and a foul on Gwyneth Schick.
Man, look, almost like three steps. I thought this was calling her for walking.
And that's the third foul on Tuscola here in the second quarter. And they're going to rule it a shooting foul. Sends Gaither to the line.
I never did see who they called it on.
I believe it was on Schick. First free throw by Gaither, good. That one's off the rim, and
there we go.
Holy cow. Climbing all over the back of Kendall there. Out of bounds to Tuscola. 5:30 to go in the second. Schick will bring it down. Mountaineers down by five. They go high post, low post. Forbes to back it in, and good. 20-17. Gaither brings it down for the Hornets. They go high post to Spurl. Spurl can't get it to go. Kicks it out. Gaither, Fatovic in the corner. Lost the handle. Picks it up. Working on Horton. Got to move your feet. Work to the left. McNeely, the lay-in won't go. And Williams are going to get hammered by McNeely on the rebound.
What was the call?
Probably on Kendall for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's what I was thinking, but the way they called it so fast.
And that on McNeely. Second team foul on Salisbury. .454 in the half. Wells, tip, still comes down with Schick. McNeely out there on her. That's a mismatch. They go high post. Williamson kicks it out. Wells, started to step without the ball, and it'll go out of bounds off Fatovic. And there's got to settle down just a little bit offensively. And as the old saying goes, be the ball. Inbound to Schick. Starts to work to the top. Oh, overcommitment by Ambers. Shot by Wells. No good.
Ooh.
McNeely just knocked the fool out of Forbes to the ground with an elbow. No call. Gaither. Ambers puts a shoulder down into Wells. No call. And finally we're going to get a drive. That floor is slick. McNeely hit it.
That's going to be on Kendall. That'll be her second foul.
McNeely to the line and hits the first. Notice that floor, it's very reminiscent of the old Fort Waynesville Middle School.
Right.
Just
it
in its shape and color and very reminiscent of that. And it all of them look like both teams are having a little difficulty with the footing. Now they're out there with a towel trying to clean up a little sweat, I think. But, you know, you got to wonder. I know in the past, in the old days, when I had to do it, you had to wrap wet towels around the broom and wet mop the floor before, you know, Coach Pryor always made me do that before the game. Second free throw, good. Gets the dust off the floor.
Right.
22-17, 4:15 to go here in the half. Trying to hit Horton on the cut. It's tipped out of bounds. And Mountie has got to be careful with these kind of half-look, no-look passes. Salisbury's a little quicker than what we're used to seeing.
Well, a good play right there by Sam Horton by not going ahead and grabbing it as it's going out of bounds. So heads-up play.
Inbound in the corner to Horton. Now they go up Williamson on a wing. Working on Fatovic. Going to pull up the hook. Too strong. Picked up by McNeely on the other side. Looking to drive on Wells. The shot. Ooh, Wells got to be careful. She dove low. Ball tipped down on a rebound into the hands of Schick. Long pass to Forbes. Able to come down with it. Got Fatovic on the ground. And man, it's handsy out there. Right side. Schick. Kendall working back and forth across the lane. McNeely giving her the follow. On the right wing, Horton. Lost the handle. It's tipped. Now the ball's on the floor. Williamson trying to come up with it. She and McNeely will tie. And the arrow goes to Salisbury. 22-17. 3:30 to go here in the half. Gaither will bring it down for Salisbury. Walks it across midcourt. They go right side for Fatovic. Roll on the cut into the lane. Kicks it out. The jumper way off. Nobody on that side for the Mountaineers. Ball fake. Fatovic puts it up. Baseline jumper won't go. Wells tips. Couldn't bring it in. Gaither goes up with the rebound. Puts another shot. Wells will draw the foul, I think. Yep. And on Julia Wells.
And Julia was going down, too, as she was going after that ball.
Well, you know, conference tournament game last week got physical, but they let it go physical both ways. Number two, Shekiah Woodruff will check in and give Dasmin Ambers a break. So Gaither, one more try, rolls out, won't go, rebound Williamson, got to be careful. McNeely reached in from behind and draws a foul. Color me surprised. On the end, checking back in now will be Dasmin Ambers. McNeely gets a break for the first time tonight. Wells on the inbound. Schick. 3 minutes to go here in the half. Right side over to Williamson down low. Wells cut off, tried to put it up, tipped out of bounds, but I think we got a whistle in the lane, maybe. Couldn't hear it from this end. That's going to go on Shekiah Woodruff.
Yeah.
And Wells go to the line to shoot two. 15 foul on Salisbury. On the way. It's good. These free throws are sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576. Second shot, no good. Rebounded by Sproul. She'll bring it down left side. Now to Woodruff. Dribbles across. Horton out there in the high. Fatovic on the wing. Takes a look. Now she'll dribble the lane. The runner won't go. Too strong. Rebound Forbes. Fatovic. Man. That wasn't a brick. That was a block.
Yeah, she
threw it up hard. It bumped the backboard.
There was no finesse about it, trying to put something up nice and easy.
And Fatovic, from what I can see, is a three-sport athlete. She plays tennis and soccer in addition to girls' basketball. Forbes to Williamson. And let me tell you something, they're riding Williamson all over the floor out there. Obviously, they looked at film, too. Williamson with the ball way out on a wing. Horton cuts. Williamson will drive down towards the baseline. Now comes back out. Spins. And that's not going to go against McNeely out there. That's Spurl, actually. Jumper, well, short. Mountaineers were patient. Ambers, the jumper from 15 feet. No good. Rebound, outlet to Wells. She'll drive, look, the layup. Rolls it in. 23 to 20 with a minute 36 to go and a timeout by Coach Sutton. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
And they finally got it fixed. They went 23 to 18. Now they fixed it back.
Because I saw 22.
Right.
They must have put it up when they were trying to put it up for us. Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. If you've missed any Mountaineer basketball or football, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Go to WPTLradio.net. Click on the sports tab. Choose Tuscola On Demand. From the drop-down menu, you can listen to the entire 2025 football season, and it is up to date with the 25-26 basketball season. That's Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. Minute 36 to go. Mountaineers down by two. Wonderful. Bring it down for the Hornets. Right side. Gives it over in the corner to Gaither. Back to Woodruff. Up top. Oh, tried to hit Sproul down low. Tipped out by Wells, but then the ball's loose and picked back up by Woodruff. Sproul trying to back Wells down the shot. And I'm telling you, every time they go low, they're going to get a foul. That's all that's going to happen.
Yeah.
They are going to draw the foul.
Wow. That'd be Julius second.
Which, you know, smart move. But a little shaky on the free throw line.
All right.
First one, no good. Really, I think they're top from the field shooters, like 41%. Second one on the way is good. 23-20, minute 11 to go and a half. And Salisbury going to press. Wells beats Woodruff, going to drive it right. Going to split defenders. Go. The layup good by Julia
coast
Wells.
Coast to coast, baby.
Took it all the way. 23-22, minute to go here in the half. Woodruff working it down. Goes right. Fatovic looks inside. Sproul trying to post up on Wells. Got in front of her. The reverse layup no good, but she's fouled. Well, that's going to go on Horton. Nope,
no.
Going to go on Wells. Wells got beat. Sproul turned and spun and headed towards the basket.
That's three on Julia.
Roten already with three. Mountaineers can ill afford to lose anybody with only two on the bench.
And kudos to you for being an influencer.
Both free throws good and a whistle. Don't know. We had a sub start to count over as Harper Haynes will check in. So we'll reset. They don't scoreboard operators. I don't know if they've been told not to press the buzzer anymore. Wells again coast to coast and lays it in. It's been something I've noticed, particularly this season. They're reluctant to buzz a player in anymore. Left side. Oh, tried to bounce it off of. We're going to get a foul on Horton.
Sam? That's Sam's first.
Haynes was going out of bounds and was trying to throw it off the feet of, I thought, Horton. I'm not sure what he saw.
I don't either. I mean.
That's the only saving grace. They can't hit free throws right now. 25-24. Still 27.9. This is the second one badly. Fatovic. Horton is. And they're going to say that off of Horton.
Oh, my Lord. That was clearly off of Fatovic.
I smell something in the kitchen. Inbounds to Fatovic. And a steal by Wells. Better hold up. All right, going to work left. Goes baseline, a little strong. Ball's loose, rebounded by Wells, and of course it's out of bounds to the Hornets. Coach Sutton calling for the press with 10 seconds to go, trying to prevent that basket. being made on the inbound. Wells misses the steal. Got to be careful with three. Woodruff loses it. Horton on the floor trying to save it. Ball's loose. Picked up by Schick.
Got to look up. Got to look up. Got to look up.
Waited too late. Probably wouldn't have got it anyway. Got it there anyway. She had just barely gotten across midcourt. Hornets take a 25-24 lead into the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountain.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you. Halftime. Tuscola Lady Mountaineers, first round of the NCHSAA playoffs. We're here in Salisbury, North Carolina, at the home of the Hornets, Salisbury High School. Pretty old gym. Not as big seating-wise as you would think a school of this size would be.
Right.
Of course, they were 3A for a long time. So, but being a city school, you'd think, you know, lot. Of course, there's what, six high schools in this county now, I think, last time we counted.
Right. You know, and we not, well, I guess it was last 2 years ago, we were just up the road right here at East Rowan doing the that
baseball
state Western Finals. And, I've been in this area before, and I know you have too. Of course, you go back. Lord, it's hard to believe you go back now 16, 17 years, and West Rowan was back that, yeah, had that, yeah, big game back in 09.
Yeah, the Western Regional Football Championship, Tuscola came here, played West Rowan, and of course we passed a sign coming in from Statesville indicating West Rowan was over on the right, but I think you said that even then it's a good ways to get there,
right,
kind of out in the country, and I think it's Mount Eula, they call the little community that's
right
in. Of course, Salisbury High School being the old city school, I think eventually they consolidated the school systems here, and it's all part of one school system. And of course, you've got the East, North, South, and West Rowan. North Rowan, been a 1A school for years. I've seen them in the 1A. They've played Robbinsville a few times in the football playoffs before, so kind of odd that you got schools of this size, and then they built a new one, I think, kind of in the south end of the county called Jesse,
right,
Carson. I know.
Right.
I think you said softball's played them a few times. I know Pisgah's played them,
yeah,
a few times in different sports. So
yeah, seems like with the last 10 years we've played Jesse Carson, and I think Pisgah has too in softball. So it's they're about the same size as we are.
Of course, and I think Salisbury had they changed conferences in the realignment. They're in what they call the South Piedmont now. They used to be in a conference with a bunch of Davidson County schools.
Right.
From what I was reading in the last couple of days. But the South Piedmont Conference, I think at one point South Point was in this at one time. And a lot of good schools
now,
in that conference.
You mentioned J.M. Robinson, and that's they're in this conference.
Yeah, they are in this conference. And, of course, Tuscola played them. They've played them in the playoffs a couple times in,
yes,
football.
Yeah, back-to-back years, actually.
And so. You beat them once, and then I think they beat up. I think they were 1-1, or did we?
Josh's senior year?
No, it didn't. It was the year after. I think it was 17 they played,
right,
them, because it was raining.
Right.
And I think we won on a field goal late.
I remember Grayson was quarterback, and we got down here, and we went toe-to-toe, and it was like 35-35 at halftime. Everything, you know, when they hit a big play, we hit a big play.
Right.
And then at halftime.
Oh, that was that crazy game where they scored, like, I don't know, 90 points.
Yeah, it was crazy because then second half we were, like, shut out. I think we might have scored once. But then we came back the next year and won, like, 14-10.
Yeah, that was the game, like, I think, the field goal. It was wet. It was rainy. They couldn't get a lot of offense, and Tuscola won it late. Either they got a field goal, or I think J.M. Robinson may have missed the field goal late in the game.
Actually, they went for it because they were inside the 10. We had a big goal line stand right then, or they could have kicked the field goal, and but they decided they wanted to try to score, and we held them. And big, because I'll never forget, somebody said, "How close are you to Charlotte Motor Speedway?" I said, "You know where turn three is?" And I was like, "Yeah," I was like, "We were just right there." We were that close.
Well, it is time for the Halftime Show, brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Girls basketball action. Lady Mountaineers down by one at the half, 25-24. Branson with your scoring stats.
Well, to be honest with you, Charles, the way that first quarter started and the way they came back in the second, it was a big second quarter for Julia Wells. Julia leading off, scoring right now with 18 points. Kendall Williamson with two, Avery Roten with two, and Vesper with two.
So,
and that's our scoring.
Julia, yeah, and kind of took it in her hands there late. A couple of coast-to-coast drives for baskets, and just sort of took over here in the second quarter as we get ready to go to coming out of the break. Mountaineers already out at the bench with probably another a little over 2.5 minutes to go till the half is over. So whatever they talked about in the locker room, it didn't take long. Just got to hope the Mountaineers got to play smart here. We got two with three fouls, Wells and Roten. Can't afford to lose either one of those girls, so they're going to have to kind of temper it a little bit and just realize you're not going to get it here on the road, especially in a first-round game.
Right.
Not expecting much out of the road team as usual, so Mountaineers hanging in there, though. Got down in the first half.
I believe it was.
What, we only had eight?
Yeah, 16. Well, 16-6.
Yeah, it was. So, great comeback in the second quarter. And we did mention Mountaineers much better in the second and fourth quarter than Salisbury is average-wise. So, kind of played out. Salisbury able to keep that lead with the big lead they had after the first quarter. They were up by 10, I think. So, got to hang in there and keep plugging away at it, and really, you're not going to get away with anything. Anything close is you just got to walk out there realizing it's probably not going to go your way.
Right.
So, got to continue to play smart. And seen some real physical play down low. Kendall, I think, eventually in the second quarter, kind of figured it out and has kind of started asserting herself down the lane a little more.
Yeah, and right now, you know, between Julia and Avery, both of them have three fouls apiece. They've got to be careful.
You can't afford to lose either one of those girls.
No, you can't. And as we've said for how many weeks now, the bench isn't deep enough to lose anybody.
And that's what I'm saying. You got two in foul trouble. If you lose both of them to foul trouble, then you're empty. You're going with the five you've got left. So the arrow. Down here should be coming. Avery already over there. So, yeah, Mountaineers will start with basketball here in the second half. I was kind of wondering for a minute. They almost stand around like they're on defense. I'm like, right. Oh, wait a minute. So we're waiting for the clock to run out. And clock operator appears to be having some babysitting duties in addition to. And the officials over there having a chat. I'm not sure if he's telling him, please hit the buzzer if you have a sub. Yeah. I hope that's what he's telling him.
Right, that'd be nice.
So, now the officials over here talking to Coach Sutton. So we got a delay while we have a discussion. Oh, apparently they're not real happy with something. I think we've been admonished. Mountaineers to inbound to Wells and a 5 second count. Can't just stand there. You got to try to move, get it somebody. So right off the bat, turnover by the Mountaineers. So the Hornets will inbound. Now that's Woodruff. They go high. Williamson trying to tie up. They'll kick it back out to McNeely on the wing. Looking to drive baseline. Throws up a shot. Won't go. Forbes got a hand on it. Tipped it out to Schick. Going to be stolen by the Hornets though at midcourt. Schick couldn't rein it in. Fatovic working left side. Bounce off the backboard and in. 27-24. Here early in the third. Schick will bring it down for Tuscola. Working. Picks up her dribble.
Playing pretty and tight on
stolen
her.
Stolen away by Fatovic. Fatovic, the drive won't go. Up and over Schick for the basket. 29-24. Schick drives. Tried to bank it in high. Wouldn't go. Forbes. Shot no good, and she's fouled by Sproul.
And that would be, she'll be shooting two, and this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Vesper Forbes to the free throw line. We've played 59 seconds here in the third. Big hello to Marty Scruggs, who hit me up at church Sunday morning to find out when and where we would be, and where would we be on. Forbes, second one no good. 29-25, rebound, Williamson, outlet to Roten, working to the left side, shot up, no good, and a foul. And that's going to go on number 20, Dasmond Ambers, sophomore forward.
Man. That foul is going to put Avery at the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you want to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
First free throw, no good. Got to get these. The margin of error is not going to be very wide here. Second one on the way. And we got a lane violation. And that's going to go on Tuscola. Wasn't going to go probably anyway. But at this point in the season, you would think that's not happening. Ball tipped by Wells, picked up by Fatovic. Fatovic in the lane, the runner out. Rebound, Sproul spins, kicks it out. Top of the key, McNeely, the jumper, won't go. And Woodruff just showed up out of nowhere in the lane, and finally a whistle. And that's probably going to go on Forbes, I think. Yep.
Man. Vesper took a shot to the face right there.
On the inbound. They dump it into Sproul. Spins, lost the handle, stolen by Wells. Crossover. Trying to hit Schick, too long. Tried to save it, puts it in the hand to Forbes. Tried to bank it in, wouldn't go. Gets her own rebound, kick out. Schick, she'll take the three, short. Forbes, another rebound. Oh, not. Forbes tried to pass it down and probably should have just went back up with the shot again.
Right.
Tipped out of bounds. Mountaineers will stay in possession.
She had space where she could have driven in.
Yeah, she could have went to the basket. Of course, with that ankle, you can tell that's bothering her. Inbound, Williamson blocked from behind and a foul on Sproul. Sends Kendall Williamson to the line. Yeah, Vesper not 100% out there tonight.
No, this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576. We've got to make these free throws.
Yeah, you're not, like I said, the margin is not going to be that wide tonight. And this is
five.
Both of them.
Rebound. We missed five now.
Rebound by Fatovic. And that five would put us ahead. Sproul dribbled it off their foot. Wells working on Fatovic. Fatovic, you're going to just tip it out of her hand. Fatovic with the steal, whips it down court. Trying to hit baseline. Woodruff blocked by Schick. Got to watch from behind. Woodruff coming. Leads Williamson. Goes to drive. The shot no good and a foul. I believe going to go on Fatovic.
That could be her third.
Schick with a block shot.
That is nice.
I did not have that on my Salisbury bingo card. Oh, bank shot by Kendall Williamson on the free throw is good. And that draft coming in the back door is chilly.
Yeah, wake you up.
It'll cool down those jerk barbecue wings I had. Which we'll tell you about that in a little while. Second one, no good. Rebound, Sproul. She'll drive it herself. Horton covering. They kick it out. McNeely, the jumper, no good. Wells tried to get a rebound and a foul. Let's hope. We cannot be too sure here.
Yeah, it looks like it's.
And number, nope, that's the push. Number 20, that's Dasmond Ambers. Hornets up 29-26.
That's going to put Julie at the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
First one no good. Blankenship going to check in for the Hornets in place of Dasmond Ambers. That's L. Blankenship, freshman guard. Well, second one on the way is good. 29-27. Hornets still in the lead. Woodruff works right. Schick bumps. Back out. Blankenship, the long three won't go. Williamson tips it out to Wells. Got to watch Fatovic from behind. Wells looking to drive. The shot lays it in. Tied at 29 at the 5:15 mark here in the third. Fatovic drives up and around Roten, no good. Rebound Williamson. Schick bringing it down. Coach Sutton trying to back her off, but she's not looking. Finally gets her attention. Roten out on the wing. The cut. Wells going to the basket. Drives. Hangs. Goes. Mountaineers with a lead. 31-29 at the 4:45 mark. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Lakai Bryce at the 4:45 mark. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located at Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. And we didn't get an opportunity to talk about Coach Bryce in the first half, but this is her 13th year. She's got two state championships.
Right.
They won consecutive 21-22 and a 22-23 season, which means these two seniors, Kiara Sproul and Jaliyah McNeely, have championship rings.
Right, and, you know, here's the thing. I think we both knew coming in we got a chance at this game.
And you Coach Sutton even mentioned that where we're going to fall in the bracket, you know, it's kind of a mid-bracket draw, and we're the 18th seed. They're the 15th seed. They were third place in their conference, 10-4. But just, you know, looking at them on film and overall, their overall record was 12-10 for the season.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder about the conference a little bit. Woodruff drives too strong, and we got a tie up between Williamson and McNeely. No, excuse me, that's Sproul. She looked like she's limping just a bit. Does have a brace on that right ankle. Inbound is Schick. Going to put some pressure on her. She brings the ball up. She'll push it right side. Going to have to go up with the hook. Baseline goes and good. 33-29. 4:20 to go in the third.
Tuscola took the lead. That's the first time they've had the lead since the 2-0 at the beginning of the game, correct?
McNeely going to drive in a bump. And Williamson might as well just let it go because got call with a block. She's claiming McNeely put a shoulder into her and a little arm work, but that ain't going to fly down here. Inbound to Sproul. Nice long reach. Kicks it out. Fatovic short. Rebound. Roten.
Avery.
And Roten, we saw that here. We know, you know, the official's going to see it standing right there.
That's her fourth.
Roten trying to clear out a little room. And, you know, you got to be smarter than that. Inbound, the long shot, too strong by Woodruff, and it'll go out of bounds to the Mountaineers. So, opportunity now. Salisbury going to stay down here and pressure the inbound. They'll get it into Schick. Got to work, got to push. Woodruff on her. Schick gets it across. Schick going to lose the handle. Wells going to dive in there. The arrow goes, I think.
Back to Salisbury.
Goes back to Salisbury. Mountaineers with a four-point lead. Inbound, Woodruff. Fatovic going to take the three. Rattles around and in. First one she's hit. And she's their leading scorer. Wells looking to drive. Spins in the lane. Couldn't get it to go. Horton got a hand on it. Couldn't come down with it. Woodruff going to drive by Roten. Roten had to let her go with four fouls. It'll go out of bounds off Fatovic. Pace kind of picking up here a little bit.
Yeah, you'd think it was the fourth quarter the way they're going at it, but
inbound Schick. She'll push, drive. Got to be careful with Sproul. Going to put the shot up, and it's foul on Sproul.
Sproul's not very happy about it. But that's going to put Gwyneth at the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Schick to the line, up 33-32. Ooh, high shot. Thought she was trying to use the backboard, but it ended a little short of that. Hit the back plate of the rim and then bounced off. So Schick, second one. On the way, off the front of the rim, won't go. Rebound, McNeely. Long pass down court to Ambers. She'll put up a shot, no good. Rebound and outlet to Schick. Roten wide open. Pulls up, takes a shot. Got to partially block. Going to go out of bounds off Fatovic. She's able to save it. Inbounds. Horton goes up. Should have ball faked there. Going to lose it. Schick, careful, just threw it away. For that to step out of bounds and save it. Going, throwing it into their hands. And going to be a drive by Fatovic between Schick and Wells. And that's going to go on Schick.
That'll be her second.
Fourth foul on Tuscola. Salisbury already with five here at the 2:44 mark in the third. Blankenship on the inbound. Looks to drive. Kick it over. Fatovic. Right side. McNeely going to take the three, and it's good. She can hit them. She doesn't take them very often. We got a whistle and a timeout. And Salisbury going to take a time to draw something up here at the 2:32 mark. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you live at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. 2:32 to go in the third. Salisbury has taken the lead back. Mountaineers had gotten a 4-point lead, up 33-31. It's now 35-33. Mountaineers with the basketball, and Salisbury after that made basket, that made three by McNeely, going to put a press on here after the timeout. Inbound Wells looking to trap, blows by that. Looking to go in the lane, kicks it out. Williamson takes the jumper. Going to be too strong. Roten with a rebound. Works to the corner. Working on Blankenship. And she's going to go up with a shot. Almost afraid she's going to get called a double dribble right there. She picked it up, and it kind of went off of the defender.
That's going to put, is that Avery going
to the
line?
That's Avery to the line with four fouls. And the Mountaineers in the bonus with 2:17 to go in the third. Couldn't get it to go. Man, we had the free throws we missed.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Segment on the way. No. Ball's loose. Picked up by Woodruff. Corner. Blankenship drives.
That's a walk.
Get a whistle. Well, we got a disagreement, I think. Going to be a walking call.
There we go. Good call.
The official behind was calling a walk. The baseline official almost looked like he wanted to go up with a foul. So, Salisbury will pressure the inbound. And they get it into Horton, and you cannot telegraph a pass like that. Missed the shot by Ambers, and a foul in the lane. That's going to go on Wells Herforth. McNeely to the line. Ball starting to fall for Salisbury a little bit here. Made the first free throw.
Tuscola need a little bit of luck, too.
Missed the second. Horton with a rebound. Gets it to Wells, and we're going to get a foul as Wells tries to go by McNeely. And so that'll send Wells to the line. Both team in the bonus. The two-minute mark here in the third. Roten with four. Wells with four for Tuscola.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at 648-3576.
Wells misses the free throw. Man. We look it back at this one. Well, second one, no good. Rebound, Desmond Ambers. A lot of points being left there at the free throw line tonight. And the Euro step by McNeely. 38-33. Horton looking to drive. Won't go. Williamson saves it. Gets it to Roten. Roten going to drive. Puts the shot blocked.
Wow.
And Williamson called for the foul.
Avery got hacked really bad right there as well.
I couldn't see because I was looking right through striped shirt. But Mountaineers got to be careful here. They've surrendered a 4-point lead, and it's now a 5-point lead for Salisbury. And going to the line again. Can't let this get too far out of hand.
The bad thing is we've got three players with four fouls now, and we've still got a minute and a half to go here in the third.
First free throw is good. No good, excuse me. So Vesper Forbes will check in. Kendall didn't foul out, did she?
No, I don't think so.
Second free throw, no good. Wells looking to get it in, and it's off of Wells. Got to be smart on that. Inbound in the corner, Fatovic turns, takes the three, way too strong. Went off of Wells, couldn't get to it, though, as she was blocked out by Blankenship. McNeely picks it up. Woodruff, kick out. Blankenship going to take the three, and it's good. And that pushes it to eight. Wells looking to drive, and a foul on Fatovic.
That has to be four or five on Fatovic.
Notice they don't. That's four, according to the scoreboard operator, because they don't announce the number of fouls here, and they don't put it on the board. Wells can't hit it.
These free throws sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at 648-3576.
Gaither in the game for Fatovic as she picks up her fourth. Second one on the way is good. That breaks his long, cold spell here for about 4 minutes. Gaither brings it down. Cut off by Schick to Woodruff. Spins. Heads for the lane. Puts up a shot over Forbes. Wells challenged, but with four fouls, couldn't do much. And then they overthrow Wells on the inbound. Going to a minute here. Salisbury up by nine. McNeely around Roten with four fouls. Couldn't do anything. Basket's good. On the inbound is Schick. Tipped. Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here. 47.4 to go in the third. And that'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Mountaineers will inbound the ball now, down by nine. Under a minute to play here in the third. Roten hits Schick, turns, shot, no good. Rebound Forbes, tried to get it out to Wells, ball's loose. Picked up by Wells. She'll go up for the shot. Going to be blocked and fouled by Taloria Gaither.
But she did foul Julia right there, and Julia going to the line with two. And these free throws sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Missed the first one. This score coming to us from Silva. Boys basketball, Smoky Mountain leads over Northwest Cabarrus, 39-38 with a minute 44 to go. Missed both. Mountaineers down by 11. Right side, spin move. McNeely couldn't get it to go. Threw up a shot. Rebound, Roten. 11 seconds, under 10. Got to look. High shot saved by Horton. Look at the clock.
Got to look at the clock, Avery.
Roten puts up the shot off the rim. Won't go. Hornets with an 11-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This score coming to us from North Buncombe. Girls win tonight 64 over East Rowan, 64 to 19. Blackhawks pitched a shutout in the fourth quarter. So that's one less Rowan County team. We're coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, and Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Borger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And just a rough third quarter for the Mountaineers. Got a four-point lead there
right
with about 3 minutes to go, and then things just fell apart.
Yeah, it's turnover after turnover after turnover.
And now foul trouble. Wells drives from the baseline and lays it in, and that breaks the ice here in the fourth quarter. Still a 9-point lead for Salisbury. Of course, defensively, the Mountaineers, Roten and Wells, both with four fouls, kind of had to let Salisbury players go to the basket. That added some points. We're going to get a tie-up down low between Roten and Gaither. And the ball stays with Salisbury here on the inbound. Baseline, Forbes over the ball. Gaither looking to get it in. Tried to bump it off Forbes, and she just took it right out in her hands. Feeds to Williamson. Now they'll get it to Schick. Back to Roten. Wells probably ought to come up and help at this point.
Yeah.
Got to hurry and get it across, and the 10-second counts. Got to have that clock going in your head. You don't have all day to get it across. Kind of uncharacteristic mistakes tonight so far for this point of the season. Woodruff over in the corner. That shot no good by McNeely. Rebound and outlet to Schick. Comes down the right side. Spins, got an opening if she'll take it. Dumps it down. Williamson the jumper. Short. Wells tips. Can't get it to stay in bounds, and then Wells almost going to go out the exit there. Ball goes over to Salisbury. Woodruff going to drive the lane. No good. Rebound Forbes. Outlet to Williamson. Back to Roten. Avery will bring it down. Works right. Or excuse me, left, hands off to Wells, is going to get a carry as she bumped into Roten. Sproul will check back in, and Fatovic. Blankenship and Gaither will check out for Salisbury. Down here's down by nine. Inbound to Fatovic. Works to the left, picks up her dribble, goes high, up top. Woodruff, right side, McNeely. In the corner, Woodruff, air ball, but followed on the baseline by a rebound by Desmond Ambers. Wells works to the right. Over to Roten. Feeds Schick, cutting in the lane, can't get the jumper to go. 47-36, Hornets in the lead. McNeely. Takes her time, looks, gets it over to Sproul. Sproul going to pull it back. Salisbury going to Woodruff, the layup is good. Went up against Wells with four fouls, had to hang back and let her go. 13-point lead, biggest lead of the night now for the Hornets, and they try to hit Williamson and just overthrow.
Girls just need to reset right now and get their head back next to me. They're only down 13.
Baseline shot, no good. Roten comes down with it. Bumps into Ambers. Roten going to drive and banks it in. And we get a timeout call by Coach Sutton. 49-38, Salisbury lead. And this timeout for the Mountaineers will be a full timeout, and we'll take it with them. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
So after the Tuscola timeout, we come back live from the Stephenson Pest Control press box. Mountaineers down 49-38, 5:24 to go in the game. And the Mountaineers just in a world of hurt right now. Two starters with four fouls. They're just trying to hang on here. McNeely. Hope that maybe Salisbury goes cold again.
Yeah, they've got to. The streak that they had the first, two and a half quarters.
Sproul tried to drive. Ball tipped out. Schick couldn't come down with it. Woodruff will step in from behind, and Salisbury will retain possession. They go down in the lane, trying to hit Forbes. She's on the floor and a tie-up. That arrow should go to Tuscola. Wells will bring it down for the Mountaineers. They go baseline. Williamson cut off. Going to put a shot up in the lane. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. She'll get fouled inside. And that should send her to the line to shoot two.
And that's going to put Kendall at the line. And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at 648-3576. That first free throw, no good. Kendall.
That has really hurt the Mountaineers tonight.
Yeah, I don't even want to think of how many we've missed.
Segment on the way is good. 10-point lead for the Hornets. Woodruff will bring it down. Goes to the right, picks up a dribble, gives it over to McNeely. Sproul posted low on Forbes. She'll step out. McNeely works from the top, down in the lane. The underhanded scoop shot won't go. Forbes got a hand on it, tipped it to Williamson. Williamson about to get tied up. Going to be a foul on number 24. That's McNeely. We pause after every whistle because we've learned not to presuppose what's going to happen here. Wells brings it down, going to drive, lays it in. Cuts the lead to nine with 4:09 to go. Woodruff works right. Forbes goes to cut her off and misses the shot. Rebound Schick. Gwyneth got to be careful.
You.
Woodruff coming from behind. Got to have that court presence. Fatovic with it. Gets it across midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Long pass over to Sproul. Looks inside. Nobody there. Roten directs Forbes to get out there on Sproul. Picks up her dribble. Gives it over to Ambers on the left side. She and Roten collide.
Ambers threw a forearm right there.
And McNeely going to drive, misses the shot, and that might now be helping more than anything. Rebound outlet to Schick. Looking to work right. Roten, Wells on the cut in the lane. Runs into two Hornets. Thought it went off of maybe McNeely's leg, and so Horton going to check in for Vesper Forbes. Forbes with a left ankle wrapped and braced, and you can tell it's bothering her. McNeely, long pass nearly to midcourt. Gets Ambers to pick up her dribble. She'll give it over to Woodruff. They get it down in the corner. Fatovic for three. Short. Bounced right back.
Man.
Tipped by Mountaineer. Back into the hands of McNeely. Got a rebound. Couldn't get it to go. Got it again and put it in. Count the basket. And she's fouled.
I'm afraid that's going to be on Avery.
Count the basket. Yep. That'll be on Avery Roden. That'll be her fifth.
So Vesper.
So Roden. The senior, and this will do it for the career probably of Avery Roten. Down 10 here, under three to go. And McNeely to the line. And who went in? Forbes had to go back in.
Yeah.
Free throw is good. So that'll do it for Roten. Wells still out there with four. 2:55 to go. Drives, lays it, couldn't get it to go. Got her own rebound, puts it back. Went over the other side, rebound by Sproul. Tied up in the corner, Wells went up, tried to block it. They get it down to Fatovic. She'll drive the baseline jumper, won't go. Forbes with a rebound. Out to Schick, and as Forbes was falling down, able to get rid of it. Schick working left. Dishes to Forbes, out on the wing. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Wells. Wells drives, tried to go, and a foul. And honest to goodness, a block going to be called on Dasmond Ambers. And I'm as shocked as anybody.
I'm going to say I'm glad because that would have been number five on Julia. And that's going to put Julia at the line in this free throw. Sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business.
That's going to be five on Dasmond Ambers.
Oh, wow.
Of course, they've had a lot deeper bench than we've got. They can afford to lose one at this point. 2:20 to go. Up by 11. Wells to the line to shoot two. First one's good. Second one won't go. Rebound by Woodruff, and she'll push it. The long pass, McNeely lays it in. 54-42, timeout by Salisbury at the 2:10 mark. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, and this timeout of the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware home improvement. Lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Hornets up by 12 here. 2:10 to go in the game. And, Branson, one of the fun things about getting to travel at this time of the year in the playoffs is you get to go places sometimes you've never been. And
right.
Today we got to try a little Caribbean Jamaican cuisine. There at what was that? Archie's Tropical Cuisine.
Right, and it was actually
on Jake
really
Alexander
good.
Boulevard, and I got the jerk barbecue wings.
Yeah.
You had the coconut shrimp.
I got the coconut shrimp with the pineapple salsa, really good.
So.
And we both got the red velvet cake.
And the red velvet cake. Inbound, Horton, the turnaround won't go.
Ah, good shot right there by
Sam.
Had
a good look, just wouldn't fall. Fatovic gets it down over to Woodruff. In the corner, that's Blankenship. She'll drive, throws up a shot from the baseline, won't go. Rebound Sproul on the opposite side. Converts. 56-42, and Amelia Deal will get up off the bench to check in. Wells.
Oh.
Gets another carry call. Hadn't seen that all year till tonight. No,
called twice now.
And Deal will check in for Vesper Forbes with a minute 42 to go. Down by 14. There you go. Low spin move. Sproul won't go. Rebound Williamson. Schick will bring it down. Williamson looking. Now dribbles the lane off the foot, and it'll, well, thought it went off the foot. Minute 19 to go. Fetovic will inbound for the Hornets. Gets it into Woodruff. Schick bumps her as she goes by. And of the fouls that I've seen called tonight, that may be the weakest one.
Yeah.
There's been way more heavier bumps than that tonight. Woodruff splits Schick and Wells, goes up, throws up a shot, couldn't get the hook to go. Rebound Williamson to Schick to Wells, looking to work on Fetovic into the lane.
Ah.
Misses the shot, but she'll get two at the line with a 1-0-1 to go. Fourth team foul on Salisbury.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTO. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
First one no good. Well, looking ahead to spring sports. Of course, you and Kenny will be picking up baseball and softball here, what, 3 weeks?
Next week.
Oh, next week, okay.
Yeah.
It's a little cold right now.
Unless something changes, it may push out a couple of days. But tentatively, next week is the start date.
Wells missed both free throws. Salisbury going to bring it down. Sproul tries to lay it in. Rebound to Amelia Deal. Outlet to Schick. Got to watch Woodruff coming from behind. Bounce pass, tried to get it to Wells, couldn't handle it.
Are you kidding me?
No, that was legit. Inbound to Gaither. They'll give it over to McNeely. Worked the right side, and she stepped out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. I thought they might get Wells with a foul.
That was what I was afraid of, the way he
Which
went
we've
in.
Got... What? Nobody there to go in, right?
Vesper.
That's true. And a long pass trying to hit Williamson in the corner out of bounds. Mountaineer still trying to make something happen. Down by 14. 33 seconds to go. Woodruff to get it inbounds. She'll drive. Looking to go by Deal. Goes all the way to baseline. Spins. Sproul. Lays it in. 58-42. And a timeout, full timeout going to be called by Salisbury, I'm assuming, to get some bench in with 22 seconds to go. We'll take a break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, the Mountaineers, well, we thought we might get some subs, but not. After the timeout, Wells tried to bank it in, couldn't get it to go. Deal fights for the rebound, picked up by Woodruff, and then loses it. I think Williamson got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. 9.6 seconds to go. Hornets up by 16. Woodruff. Wells goes baseline, Blankenship, the last shot won't go, and that'll do it for the 25-26 basketball season. Lady Mountaineers lose tonight, 58-42. We'll take a break to wrap things up after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Julia Wells with 28 points. Are you looking for a safe place to store your gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Branson, that's going to wrap it up for the basketball season at Tuscola. Girls losing in the first round of the state playoffs, 58-42. Julia Wells, 28 points. Seniors, of course, their last game, that will be Avery Roten and Kendall Williamson. Great effort by those girls. We've seen them now for several years, and it's been fun to watch. I think this season, the thing we saw, particularly after that East Henderson game on the road, the turnaround that these girls made offensively and defensively, kind of perked things up there late, built some excitement in the program. And tonight, I think mainly the free throw line killed us tonight.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, to get beat by 16, you can point at the free throws, but at the same time, they had the same trouble as we did. It just seemed like we missed ours more at more crucial times than they did.
Of course, Mountaineers had a four-point lead there with about 3 minutes or so to go in the third. And that was the end of it. They just absolutely kicked it in and really got hot from the field there, right at about that mark. And that was another difference maker, because they weren't making their shots either early.
No, they weren't. And, you know, Tuscola did a great job staying with it, keeping it close. Of course, they got out, I think, to a 10-point lead right there in the first quarter. And then second quarter, Tuscola came back strong, pulled it back, you know, within two, or actually one right there before halftime. And then took the lead coming out of the half. But a great job by the ladies. Like you said, we've watched them grow this year. We've watched these girls grow for the last, these two seniors grow for the last four. Hate to see them go, especially, you know, Avery had a great year, but I'm partial to Kendall. I graduated with her mom and grew up with her dad and stuff. And that's one of the tough ones to see. Hate to see leave the program.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And a senior that kind of had to make a change in her role,
right,
halfway through the season,
yeah,
to go less score, more defense and rebounding. She took that task on and did a great job with it. Allowed Gwyneth Schick to come in and start, get some experience as a freshman, handling the basketball.
Right.
Obviously, there's a lot of things some of these girls coming back got to work on. Vesper's got to get stronger, get healthy. She took a beating here the last few weeks of the season, but to her credit,
more than any kid that we've seen the last couple of years.
To her credit, she toughed it out, hung in there. Obviously, looked like she had a little ankle issue.
Right.
Had a pretty heavy tape job plus a brace over the top of that. Gwyneth's got to get out there. She's got to be a little more court present, know what's going on around her, behind her.
Yeah.
Maybe learn to handle the basketball with the left hand a little bit more. Julia. Not much more Julia needs to work on. Let's face it. She had 28 tonight. She can score. She can make things happen. She can handle the basketball.
Right.
She can penetrate. She outside probably is something overall our girls got to work on. We got to work on free throws. We got to work on that outside jump shot.
Yeah.
It just did not fall this season in the past like it has,
and
that hurt.
And
they were having
one,
to depend on going inside too much.
Right, and the other one you need to work about, like you were talking about, is Sam. Sam's got to work get stronger, Sam Horton, get another year in the weight
room. Because she's going to have to be a contributor with Kendall graduating. Samantha's got to be the next one that steps up, gets strong, like you said, get in that weight room, get that conditioning down to be able to play a bunch of minutes and get stronger and learn to hold her own down low. And, you know, with that and her and Forbes, the future's pretty bright.
Right.
For the Lady Mountaineers as we go forward. Of course, Branson, as we said, Branson and Kenny will be coming to you, in about a week?
About a week or so.
With Tuscola softball and baseball. So that's going to wrap it up here from Salisbury. Girls lose tonight 58-42 for Branson Reese. This is Charles Allison. We'll see you either next year or during softball and baseball season. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.